The Cape Edgecombe Data Buoy, or 46084, is on the beach near Cape Suckling, about 360 miles across the Gulf of Alaska from where it is supposed to be, just off the coast of Whale Bay near Sitka. 084 was blown off its mooring the day after Christmas last year and spent a two-month odyssey drifting across the Gulf, a Contiki worth several $100,000 bristling with instruments instead of reeds. Lieutenant Commander Dan Gray, the captain of the Coast Guard buoy tender Maple, says a contractor working for the National Data Buoy Center is on scene now just east of Kayak Island, waiting for a break in the weather to recover 084. He says it won't require much finesse.
No, the Coast Guard looked at picking it up, said no way they couldn't do it. So they're actually just going to have to brute force pull this thing off the beach.
The contractor will heave the 6-meter hull onto a barge and take it to Cordova and then to Kodiak for an overhaul. The buoy never stopped transmitting weather conditions while it was adrift or aground, but Gray says it is pretty beat up.
That specific hull won't go back in the water this summer.
But the National Data Buoy Center in Stennis, Mississippi, does have plans to put another buoy on the Cape Edgecombe Station this summer. Gray says the Coast Guard District 17 has received a request from the NDBC to place a new weather buoy off the Cape, but it will take at least 2 weeks to get up here. The Maple likely will be tasked with resetting the Edgecombe buoy. Meanwhile, the cutter has capitalized on the good weather to make sure the other buoys along the coast remain in good shape.
We worked 46083, the Fairweather Ground buoy. We serviced that one, and we serviced 46085, the Central Gulf of Alaska buoy. Just checked the moorings. We put the NOAA guys, the NOAA techs on board. They checked all the equipment, make sure they're getting a good signal.
How is the weather out there in the Central Gulf? I think that buoy has got to be something like 300 miles out there, right?
Spectacular. The weather was great. We couldn't ask for any better. It was light winds. The seas were 1 to 2. The second one we worked was the Fairweather Grounds. We actually swapped that one out. We replaced the hull with a new one. So that's a little bit more of an involved evolution, and the weather was great.
The old 083, the Fairweather buoy, is the hull that is currently resting on the Maples dock in Sitka. Gray says that buoy will be shipped back to the National Data Buoy Center for refurbishment. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.